So I went to Oliver Axelman's birthday party last night. He's turned 30 today.
Wow.
I borrowed his copy of Break It Up by Richard Kreitner. It's about secession, division, and the secret history of America's imperfect union. So it's all of the historical precedents of secession in American history. So I'm reading that today.
Nice, nice.
So just trying to
bone up on that info.
Yep, no, for sure, for sure. So I got that and a few other books at home that I'm trying to get through as well. I know Matt San Anastasio is going to be up in Concord this Thursday, so I've been kind of gently pushing him and Jason to get a caucus email account established to add some legitimacy to the caucus. You know, it's not just a caucus that exists in a calendar. You can contact the caucus, you know, with a proper legislative email, you know. So I've recommended it be nullification@ledge.state.nh.us, whatever it is for the you know, the state reps. So I think if they're going to try and do that this Thursday, that can be used as like kind of like a hotline almost. So that way, you know, citizens can email the caucus with ideas for, you know, federal programs that we should work to nullify here in New Hampshire, and that way we can take those ideas and perhaps turn them into bills.
Very nice.
So there's
great
that.
Great job, by the way, on the Free State Live this week.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, had a nice conversation, and I knew I was being myself during the interview because after that interview, we finished up and we just had the debrief. It just felt like a continuation of the interview. I was like, it was a lot of fun. And then after that, Justin and I had another after when we were just talking about guns and being Irish. So that was cool. That was a good time. Still don't know what to do about the, you know, about the survey, you know, cause with, the university, cause obviously they're open to it. You know, that's an invite that, you know, whenever we want to press go on, we can do, we don't have the funds for it right now. I mean, that's what's missing is if we want to do it, we don't have the funds to do it. So,
well, that could be remedied. No problem. I mean, just as long as they're willing to do, and I saw that they were willing to add the word peacefully to at least, I think they said the first question.
What I think it was, the question that had the most relevance to it. So, so there's that. What else is we got to get the Nexit debate on the schedule for Porkfest because Dennis is getting those. I'm seeing those schedules getting planned, and Dennis, I got to get talk with Dennis about that and make sure the debate between Alu and Steve Valet has scheduled and that happens. That'll be a really fun debate. I'm sure it'll be a really packed room as well. What else? Alu and Scott Scheller and I, we had a conversation last week, or not last week. Well, I guess it's last week because it was last night, but it was last night where I invited Scott to join the PAC as the new treasurer. Scott's shown an interest in New Hampshire independence by his desire to help out Steve Valet with the Club 75 Alliance, and he's going down with Steve and I to Freedom Fest this July. So I wanted to ask Scott if he'd be interested in becoming the treasurer. He hasn't given me a final answer yet, and of course he's got some time, and of course there's no pressure either. I just think he'd be a great addition. I know that between, you know, political duties and treasury duties, it's kind of busy right now for me. Derek, of course, you know, he's a great activist. He's just jam-packed with you know, Defend the Guard activism, and with and with the Free Province Project. You know, he's the ambassador. So I've just made Derek. So Derek's still on the PAC. I've just made him the so he's still an officer on the PAC. He's just no longer the treasurer. His full-time position now is New Brunswick Freedom Project ambassador, because that's you know, a peer level position. So it kind of gives the PAC a little more charisma as well.
Going back to the UNH survey, I had sent you an email several days ago in regards to the questions. What were your thoughts on changing out some of those questions to reflect the Survey USA, two of the Survey USA questions. Did you receive that email?
I did, and I'm fine with doing that, you know, with the questions that were initially presented were the recommendations of university, and I'm fine if we want to make it a little bit more specific, you know, maybe, you know, maybe if we rebuttal to them, like, hey, guys, can we actually do these questions instead? We want it to be a little bit more specific to us, because I know some of the questions were about, like, hey, what do you think about Florida? What do you think about Texas? You know, what do you think about California? Those are all their own individual questions, so.
Yeah, it's like, I don't, you know, if they wanted to ask their own questions, that's great. But if we're paying them, then we should be the ones who are deciding on what the questions are. I understand that it is their survey and they have a certain, you know, reputation or whatever. So certainly we wouldn't want any unfairly written questions. But I don't think that the questions 18 and 21 specifically that I cited here from Survey USA are poorly written. You got number 18, which is, if New Hampshire were not already part of the United States, it would be beneficial for the state to join and be governed by D.C. Yes. And then 21 is, would you support or oppose the idea of New Hampshire holding a vote to find out whether voters want New Hampshire to peacefully separate from the U.S.? So to me, those, in addition to the question that you know, they had in there, like I their first question makes sense, the awareness question, because that would actually be really interesting to find out, like how many people were even aware of CACR 32 last year. So that's a totally new question. That's their number one question. That one makes sense to keep in, but the other questions should be you know, retreads of what we already asked, so we can see if there's been any motion on what people's opinions are on that. And I like all of those questions specifically because it asks a similar question in different ways. So there's the question of, you know, that's already in there as number two, which was, pull up their exact, they rephrased it slightly from the original Survey USA. Theirs was, where the hell did it go? Stand by. I've got it here. Draft version 3. Theirs is, would you support or oppose New Hampshire peacefully seceding from the United States and governing itself as a separate country? Which I think is well written. I don't think it's a big deal that it's changed slightly. The original from Survey USA, just for comparison's sake, was, I would prefer New Hampshire to govern itself as an independent country. So there's more words on the UNH version, but I think they get the idea across pretty similarly. So having that question in there from them, and then having the sort of what I consider to be like the variants of that question on, well, you know, let's ask it a different way, is if the New Hampshire were not already part of the United States, it would be beneficial for the state to join and be governed by D.C. That kind of gets people thinking differently, I think. Yep. And then number 21, would you support or oppose the idea of New Hampshire holding a vote? Because as we saw in the Survey USA, more people supported the idea of having the vote than actually supported independence. And so I think that's another important one to continue measuring.
Yep.
So if you can reach out to them about that, about replacing, and I made some suggestions on which, you know, could be replaced. And I thought it was interesting that their original proposal, their question 4, actually had two questions within it. So that's kind of a nice way to get a bonus question in there. I'm not gonna complain about that. But definitely one of those question 4A, there's like question 4A and question 4B, and we could replace one of those with one of our questions and keep the other one in there. So if you don't mind running that by him.
I'll reply next year.
Yeah, and do they take Bitcoin? Do you know?
we should offer.
Yeah,
definitely ask that.
But you guys have of dealing with Bitcoin, right? Like you can convert Bitcoin and stuff.
Do I know about it?
Do you have a way of converting it? Like if you were to receive Bitcoin from somebody for this thing.
So like, oh, for the, as far as the pack is concerned, yeah, the pack still we still have a wallet. Like our, like we gotta get a new treasurer. We gotta like yeah, still doesn't have a wallet. I mean, I don't. Chris is here. Chris, I don't know if you want to try and create a Bitcoin wallet for us on behalf of the pack. That would be super duper.
Yeah, I suppose I could do that.
You know, really what we want is to, what's it called? Make it so that way people can contribute in Bitcoin, and then it can, ideally we could contribute in Bitcoin, and then it will convert to dollars in our bank account, because we report in dollars to the state still. You know, I would be... Because I've been trying this for many months now, and I don't know if I have the skills or the immersion to do that. You definitely need some help if I would be incredibly grateful if that was something that you could help us out with.
Yeah. Do you know what cryptos? Do you want a wallet for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Monero, maybe?
I think all of those are fine. As long as we're able make us that way, they go to our bank account and convert to dollars. That's my biggest thing. I think it's cool because Joel Valenzuela lives entirely off of Dash. I believe it's Dash he lives off of. And I want to highlight, like, I really want this pack to highlight that, hey, in New Hampshire, you can live completely off of cryptocurrency. Sure, there might only be one guy doing it right now, but it can be done. And I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool.
So there's the difference between creating a wallet and signing up for like something like BitPay that will convert it to dollars. I mean, we could just convert it ourselves to dollars, I guess.
I can look at the BitPay thing again, but it's, I can see, I bet you if I were to log in, it would still say that it's pending. But maybe, you know, trying to do it all in one step, maybe that's not working out, and we'd have to break it up into multiple steps in order to get the job done.
Yeah, I think I would just create the wallets and then worry about the converting later, because it's not like it's hard to unload. There's lots of people willing to buy it, so...
Okay. All right. Well, I guess someone who only dabbles it. Like I didn't. I've known about Bitcoin for years, right? I've known about Bitcoin back when I was in college and cryptocurrency. But as someone who never really participated in it, and I didn't get a wallet until I moved here, didn't get one on my phone until I moved here. That's a point of weakness for me. I'm not as strong on that kind of. Of knowledge as some other people are, so good. Definitely willing to listen on this,
what were you thinking, Chris, just to set him up with an Edge wallet, so, and then give him some sort of encrypted method with username and password so he can get into it?
Yeah, because I have my own personal Edge wallet right now, and I'd like to keep my personal finances separate from the pack as much as possible.
That's easy. That's easy to do.
I don't know how you would prefer do this. I mean, I can donate a phone with Edge wallet on it, and then we could just create an account for the pack if that's what you think would be optimal.
Well, Edge, you can do multiple logins on the same program, so I don't think you would need a separate phone. Just for that, you can, like when you're on your Edge wallet, Matt, if you were to hit log out, I think it is, then it shows the username and password login screen, and you can log in there with whatever credentials you would have to use for NHI pack. And then at that point, you would then have both accounts in your Edge, and you can switch back and forth between them. So there's no need to have a separate phone for that.
Okay, well, I guess we can still... All right, I guess we'll give it a shot.
I mean, to that extent, you could do it yourself probably in 5 minutes rather than having Chris do it for you. I mean, it's just a simple matter of creating a new... Just basically, you go to log out of your current account. Just make sure you know what your username and password is. I mean, I presume you've already your personal username and password. I presume you already have that backed up somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So you just log out of that, and it actually doesn't really log you out per se. It just kind of allows you to log back in as something else. So when you want to go back to your own personal account, you just click on that account, and then it'll ask you for, I think it just asks you for your PIN number then. You might have to put your password back in. It's been a while since I've been able to use Edge, but I've certainly seen people using it in recent months, and it's pretty easy to switch back and forth between the different accounts once you're kind of logged into multiple accounts. So you could just go to log out right now, and we could just walk you through it, and then just create a new username and password for NHI Pack.
Yeah,
and then proceed to generate addresses or generate wallets within that account for Monero, Bitcoin Cash.
Okay, all right. So the other thing though is that when it comes to contributions, we need to have a way for recording contributions.
Yeah, that is tricky. There's got to be some solution that I would do in that case is I would ask, can you take any crypto? So like maybe Bruce Fenton or somebody who's like a crypto candidate who probably already knows what systems are available, like what web-based forms there are that you can use to interface with crypto addresses. I bet you there's something out there that someone's developed for this.
Okay.
And that we could just get that code and put it up on the website.
Okay, yeah, because that is something that we have to do.
Let me check Bruce Fenton's website and see if he still has his campaign site up. Maybe we can just figure it out from there.
Okay.
But either way, you could still create the wallet, and at least that way you have that part taken care of.
Okay, yeah, so we don't have to advertise the wallet yet.
Worst case, at least worst case is if you are somewhere and someone says, I want to donate, you can pull out your phone and go into that wallet and then just make a physical, write down on a piece of paper the info. Mm-hmm. And that would be the most low tech way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So at least having the wallet would allow that to move forward. I suspect Bruce's website is gone.
Are you looking, Matt, at your phone now? Do you have
Edge? Yeah, I'm in my Edge wallet right now, and I'm trying to log out.
Okay, so if you go to the right hand, I think it's three little lines. If you click on that,
yeah,
you select log out.
It keeps on prompting me to log back in. I can't log out.
Yeah, so what you got to do is in the top left-hand corner, do you see exit?
Oh, I'll
you got to click on that in order to get the login for the username and password.
Hold on, log out, cancel, exit PIN. Okay, and then I log in.
Well, then you have to create a new account where it says create new account.
Okay.
And then this
username.
Yep. So yeah, then you'd enter a username, the password. And it's going to prompt you for a PIN, too.
Okay.
And then there's a terms of service in here, too, you'll have to just check off each one of the circles and hit confirm. And then it'll create a bunch of wallets for you. There's also one part about view account information here. Before you, and you got to click that and then click create.
Okay. Okay, so yep, Bitcoin, Ethereum, LTC, BCH dash, BTC.
You might want to, there's a button for XMR that you want, may want to enable, because it's going to create these accounts that are on.
Are there so many different kinds of cryptocurrency?
Yeah, the ones that people are actually going to want to use are probably Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin, and Monero. Those are probably the top four.
Okay. I don't see anything search wallets. Oh, okay. XMR.
Yep.
That's Monero. Okay, cool. I got that one now.
Yeah, it's on. You can see it on the. It's basically the first. You'll see it on screen, yeah. Even.
Oh, there it is. Perfect. Not. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Yeah, this is good.
And that should be it. Should be done.
Yeah, there's okay. There's the wallets. Okay, so the PEC's got a wallet now for all these different currencies.
Boom, that was easy. Make sure you back up that info, though. Make sure you you take that info down securely as far as the username and password. And remember, the username
Wait, hold on. It's still associating it with the exact same email address. Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you have to put an email address in to create an Edge wallet. I'm pretty sure it's just a username and a password.
I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Oh, maybe I got it. Oh, okay, so it jumps between... Oh, I just used that as my username. Okay. So now I can jump between them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you click on the three little lines.
All right. Cool. All right. Yep. So I can jump. Okay. Sorry. It's not using the same email address. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So there is no email address required.
Right.
And I just got an Edge wallet now for myself and a separate one for the pack.
Perfect. And make sure you write down that username and password in some sort of secure manner to where, you know, you won't lose it.
Yep.
And that would be something you'd want to make sure your treasurer has access to, whoever he ends up being.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing...
And that way you guys can both have that. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
The other thing you should probably do is create some QR codes so that people to post on the website so people can send you crypto.
Okay.
And paste the...
Yeah, but that's the problem, Chris. You can't do that right now because we need to figure out... There needs to be some sort of a form or system to where someone can submit their information and submit the payment.
I understand.
So
yeah, so it's like anything, you know, anything under $50, it can be written off as an unitemized contribution. That's fine. You know, but once an individual has contributed more than 50, we have to know who they are. You know, their address. Once they've contributed over $200, we need to know all that, and then their place of employment. So,
yeah. The problem with just throwing a QR out there is you can't control who sends coins to it. So,
and you know, if people start sending me thousands of dollars, it'd look very. I mean, I just, you know, I'm trying to avoid suspicion and scrutiny by the state. You know, thousands of dollars. Even though Mark Warren's like, there's no enforcement of it. I'm like, yeah, but where are the Independence Pack, though? You know?
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
I think at this point, the process... I looked on Bruce Fenton's old campaign site, and I couldn't even find a contribution option. I think... I'm guessing he didn't accept contributions, because... He's like that. So I think at this point... what you can do is you can say, we now accept cryptocurrency, send an email and let us know which crypto you want to donate, and then you can give them the address, get the information from them, or get the information from them, give them the address, and then ask them to send you the transaction information so you know for sure which transaction is theirs, you know, because there's no names and addresses or anything associated with an incoming transaction, so that might help. So best way to do it right now is to manually handle it, but you can now, so that's what's nice. And if I can find anything, I'll put a request out in the crypto chats and see if anybody knows any kind of tool that would allow for crypto donations.
I know Daryl Perry had something at some point. I don't know how he did it, but
yeah,
I'm trying to look up in the Wayback Machine to see if I can figure it out.
All right. Oh, I've had some progress this week on reaching some additional aerial advertising people. I talked to a couple more of them, and I got another one calling me on Monday. So last week when we talked, I only had one quote from one guy. This week I got a second quote, and it's about in the same ballpark. The first guy wanted $600 an hour after he gets to the airport in question. So yes. He charged like $300 an hour to travel to the airport in question, and then they pick the banner up at that airport with the airplane and then fly around at $600 an hour. The other guy wanted $650 an hour, and he charged like a flat fee to get to the airport of $250. So it kind of seemed like a pretty close quote. I got another guy in Nashua I'm going to be talking to probably on Monday, and I think there might be a fourth guy that is going to come in with a quote as well. So definitely still, you know, moving that ball forward on what we might do. And I'm thinking a good week to do it might be bike week, and they aren't yet booked up. At least the first guy I talked to isn't yet booked up for that week. So there are some opportunities to get up in the sky at that time. So right now, the first guy that I spoke with, he said he does no more than 5 hours in the air, and his thought was we could just hit the corridor of the big cities on one day and just do, start in Nashua or Concord or whatever and fly up the corridor. So basically spend an hour and a half in the sky over Nashua and an hour and a half over Manchester and an hour and a half over Concord, and then we get exposure on all the major cities in the same day, and then we can, you know, review the website results. Hopefully, the best case scenario is we get somebody from the media who sees it and then wants to run a story on it. That would be a nice result, because then, you know, we get some free media, and that would make it much more worthwhile. So that's my current plan, is to just do a one-off, because, well, I don't have, we don't have the funds for many days of flying it, and it's just more of an experiment to see if, you know, what kind of inquiries we get or what kind of web traffic we get. So that's where I'm at with that right now.
It must not have been Daryl that did it with Liberty Lobby. It must have been another somebody else that did it that I'm thinking of.
I feel like Daryl had something at some time, but maybe, you know what I think it was with Daryl? I think he was just basically, when he ran for president, his viewpoint was basically fuck the federal whatever commission, the federal elections people. He was just going to do civil disobedience and just not collect the info or something. So I don't think he's done it either.
That explains what I'm seeing. I know there's another, is it, maybe it's the Libertarian Party I'm thinking of New Hampshire that did it. I'll take a look at their website and see if I can figure it out.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're running out of steam here, guys. Anybody else got anything?
Yes, I think we covered some good things today. So, following up with the questions with the university, we got to develop a form for cryptocurrency contributions. Get the debate for Porkfest scheduled this week, and then.
Oh yeah! Congrats on 1 year, man. That went by fast.
Yeah, how about that? I think we did quite a bit. And there's still lots to do. So I'm very happy. You know, we got people elected. We formed a caucus. We proposed legislation. We testified. We endorsed people. I even thought of my own idea for a state flag, which is pretty cool. And a whole bunch of other things.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, yeah, caucus email this Thursday. I cannot wait for that.
We got some stuff to do.
Now I'm curious. How long has the Nexit.us website been around?
I don't know. Probably like since late 2021, maybe.
Oh, really? I didn't realize it was that recent.
Yeah, all this really got started with the CACR32. I mean, that the foundation for New Hampshire independence has been around for a decade, but they were just kind of lagging around and not really doing anything for years. I mean, their board has been particularly slow to do things. Thankfully, they got Alu on board, so that's given them a boost of energy. But prior to that, I mean, they really weren't doing anything, unfortunately. And so it was Dave Ridley who contacted Free Talk Live and said, you know, what's it going to take to get this thing going? And we said, well, you know, we'll put up the money, because he wanted to get the cost. What he believes there's like a $2,000 cost to every bill that goes in front of the state house, which I don't think there's really any rationale for that. But that's just what he believed. And so he wanted to make sure that cost would be covered. And so Aria and I said, well, if that's what it's going to take to get Ridley on board, then we'll cover the cost. So we agreed to split the $2,000 and give it directly to the people as a sort of a rebate for the alleged cost of having hearings on a bill. And that's when we sought out potential sponsors, and we found Matt Santonastasso and Mike Silvia, who were willing to move forward. So it was really at that point that the sort of explosion of interest in moving this thing forward happened. So it's really thanks to Dave Ridley more than it was anyone else. But yeah, that spawned nhexit.com, nhexit.us, nhexit.org, and in these regular meetings, and here we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're off to the races.
Yeah, indeed. All right, man. Well, thanks for all your hard work. I look forward to hearing from you about UNH this week, and we can. I'm sure we can fundraise for that relatively quickly. If need be, the church can cover the entire cost, but we may be able to find some other people that want to donate to it. So I wouldn't worry about the money on that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I suggest you do: just edit the page. Send email to blah 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 for crypto addresses, and then like include what information you need as far as record keeping is concerned.
Okay.
If you don't know what that is, go to the Libertarian Party's website, and it will lpnh.org, I believe it is, and it'll tell you, if you go to donate, it'll tell you exactly what you need, basically, because it has like employer info and some other questions. Mm-hmm. It's not that much.
Yeah, sweet. I'm sure he knows what he needs to. I would say have him email you with all the info, and then you can get back to them with the address. In fact, you could probably use a web form for that. You know, if somebody fills in the form and then hits submit. That way they have all the fields that are required. Most websites like WordPress make creating web forms pretty simple.
All I'm thinking is make it as easy as possible for them.
Yeah.
More important to get it up there than to make it pretty.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true. All right, guys. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Until next week.
All right. See everybody.
Talk to you later.
Bye.